The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the chief priests and the elders of the people, "What is your opinion? A man had two sons. He came to the first and said, 'Son, go out and work in the vineyard today.' The son said in reply, 'I will not.' But afterwards he changed his mind and went. The man came to the other son and gave the same order. He said in reply, 'Yes, sir,' but did not go. Which of the two did his father's will?" They answered, "The first." Jesus said to them, "Amen, I say to you, tax collectors and prostitutes are entering the kingdom of God before you. When John came to you in the way of righteousness, you did not believe him, but tax collectors and prostitutes did. Yet, even when you saw that, you did not later change your minds and believe him." The Gospel of the Lord. Good, and once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. And once again, welcome back. Jesus has a little parable for you here this morning. A man had two sons. He said, "Go out and work in my vineyard today." First son said, "No, I will not." But later goes. The second said, "Yes, I will," but later does not. Which of the two did their father's will? Jesus asks. Now, there's an obvious lesson to this parable, namely that we're supposed to really do the will of God and not just talk about it. We're supposed to incarnate our good intentions into concrete actions. But there's a deeper message to this parable, and this is the one we want to pray about. Namely, that Jesus' call is an ongoing call. You are both the first son who said yes, and you're also the second son who said yes and then changed his mind. Jesus' call is an ongoing call. All throughout your life, there's always a choice. Every single moment of every single day. Who are you going to love? Who are you going to serve? Now, here you are in church on a Tuesday morning, and a chilly Tuesday morning at that. Good for you. It shows that you're trying. But I'm sure you already know that's not enough. Jesus' call is a call to totality, from partiality to totality. And that means changing our thinking. That means we have to learn to think of ourselves as a servant. That means we have to learn to do more than just your duty. That means we have to look through our lives and find those many, many ways in which we still don't trust God and turn those over to him. That's conversion of heart. That's what sent the disobedient son back into the vineyard. That's what we want. That's the part of what animated the life of our saint for today, Saint Lucy. Tell you a little bit about her. Saint Lucy was a wealthy Roman woman. She lived in the early 300s AD. These were the days of the Roman Emperor Diocletian. Now, Diocletian's famous for having one of the worst persecutions in all the history of the church, one of the two worst persecutions in the history of the church. But what made it so tragic was that his persecution came just before Christianity was made legal by the Edict of Milan. And all that bloodshed and all that suffering, it was just a couple of years away from all being tolerated. But this is what God's mysterious providence seemed to allow. It's the world in which St. Lucy lived. And St. Lucy had one desire in her heart. She wanted totality. She wanted to belong completely to Christ. And in her own words, that's why she made a promise of chastity. "I want to belong completely to him." But her parents had other ideas. So they arranged for Lucy to be married to a man she had absolutely no intention of marrying. So you know what St. Lucy did? Wealthy St. Lucy. She took her very large dowry, gave it away to the poor. And boy, did that make her would-be husband very angry. So he turned her in to the authorities, accused her of being a Christian. And they said, well, we'll see if Lucy's a Christian. Just offer one pinch of incense, Lucy. Just offer one pinch of incense to that image of the emperor, and we'll let you go free. That's the way they used to test whether or not you were a Christian. Lucy said, no. He said, oh, come on, it's just one little pinch of incense. You save your life. Lucy said, no. She would not betray the Lord. She belonged completely to him. So they put Lucy to death. Regretfully, they gave Lucy one of the most gruesome deaths that's recorded anywhere in all the annals of the saints. So fasten your safety belts. Not only did they kill Lucy, but they tortured her. They plucked out her eyes with a fork. And if you ever see an image of Lucy in iconography, she's holding a plate with her own eyeballs on it. She goes down in history as a woman of remarkable courage, because only somebody who belonged completely to Christ could possibly act like that. And brothers and sisters, that's what we want. That's totality. So, you know, let's just admit it. We're already in the vineyard, right? We're already in the vineyard, so we might as well do it right. Women might as well do it totally. Until, like St. Lucy, we too can say, Lord, I belong entirely to you. And we'll ask for her prayers to help us to do that today. St. Lucy, pray for us.